A man accused of shooting and killing a Draper City police officer last September will spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole. KUER's Whitney Evans reports 34-year-old Timothy Troy Walker was convicted Tuesday morning in 3rd District Court of aggravated murder in the death of 32-year-old police sergeant Derek Johnson.
During the trial, Draper Police Chief Brian Roberts called the crime the ultimate betrayal. On an early morning in September, Timothy Troy Walker and his girlfriend Tracy Valancourt stopped in Draper with a flat tire and an empty gas tank. When Sergeant Derek Johnson approached the vehicle in his police cruiser, Walker shot Johnson through his passenger window. Authorities say Walker then turned the gun on his girlfriend and himself. As part of a plea deal with prosecutors, Walker will live the rest of his life inside the Utah State Prison in lieu of the death penalty. Johnson's father, Randy, addressed the media after the hearing. He says the family's grateful for the resolution.
There's a finality in this that was very difficult to deal with, but there's also comfort that comes in that we're reaching to that point where we can say, yes, we can now move forward. We can find those things that bring us comfort, that help us to celebrate Derek's life.
Draper Police Chief Brian Roberts says the department is also getting closure. He remarked on Walker's sense of remorse in the courtroom.
You know, I saw a man whose shoulders slumped and his head went down and had emotion when Derek's mother spoke, and he seems to be a person who was very conscious of what his actions were and the results of those actions.
Deputy District Attorney Vince Meister says Walker's conviction doesn't fill the void left by Johnson's death.
Yeah, I mean, you heard what a great asset he took from the community. His family's lost. Everybody's lost.
On Tuesday, Walker also pleaded guilty to attempted murder for shooting his girlfriend, Tracy Valancourt, who's been charged for lying to investigators about the details surrounding the shooting. Whitney Evans, KUER News.